There wasn't a lot of fresh produce available during Saturday's kickoff of the Niagara on the Lake Farmers Market. But that didn't stop people from turning up in droves. The massive stocks of rhubarb being offered by Bartle Farms was about the only produce seen Saturday. Elsewhere, there was coconut curry butternut squash soup, fresh breakfast scones, local honey, homemade jams and preserves and uniquely designed birdhouses up for grabs. "We have 14 vendors here today," said Sharon Brinsmead, market coordinator. "This year we will max out at 25, which is two more than we had last year." Relative newcomer Colette Layer is back with her Savouti booth, offering imported artisanal designs from Africa. She is one of the vendors who chooses to attend just one day a month. "I've had the business since 1999, Layer told the local. "I moved to Niagara on the lake last year. It's my second year at the market and it went really well last year. It's such a great networking place. I met so many people which really helped to expand my business and connections." "We have a lot of part-time vendors this year," added Brinsmead. "Of course, we have a lot of core vendors returning who will be here every week, and a few new vendors joining us this year." New vendors include author Catherine Recourt and her husband Don, who makes custom birdhouses. Catherine was at the market last year as part of the NOTL Writers Circle and enjoyed it so much that the couple decided to run their own booth this summer. "I usually spend 2 or 3 hours on each one," explained Don about his brightly colored creations. "I take a lot of special requests and do custom builds for people. And I do a lot of corporate gifts, too." Brinsmead recognized many returning faithful customers right from the 8 a.m. opening time. Compared to last May's opening day, when the vendors were bundled up under winter coats, Saturday's sunny weather was perfect for a market visit. "Everybody is just happy to get outside and see people they haven't seen since last year," Brinsmead said, acknowledging the social aspect of the market. "It's a community. During COVID we thrived, but we lost the community aspect. So we're really glad to have our seating area back. People can grab a coffee and go and have a chat with their neighbors. And the vendors are happy to be back as part of their community. They've created a market family, helping each other erect their tents and carry their goods to their tables," Brinsmead added. The farmers market at the village runs Saturdays until October 7, from 8 a.m. to 1 p.m. at 111 Garrison Village Drive.